Living in Lake Superior's shadow and walking its windy shore in Ashland didn't sound like much of a life plan to Sarah Hudson. But 16 years ago, when her husband got a job here, the young couple moved.
Were you into it or were you hesitant?
No.
Both she and her husband were from Wisconsin, but Ashland seemed so remote, so north.
When we moved here, I was still like, what are we doing here? And I had a friend who cried for a year straight.
Around that time, an outsider could be forgiven for having a grim view for the area's future. Iron ore shipments from Ashland, a backbone of the community, had stopped in the 1960s. The paper mill had just shut down and laid off hundreds of workers. But sometime between then and now, Ashland made a pivot. Sarah Hudson saw it firsthand.
We've kind of made that turn within our standpoint of that industry probably isn't going to come here, and if it does, it's not going to be the main economic driver as it was up until the 1970s.
Ashland's leaders started to turn to the city's quiet, reliable neighbor, Lake Superior, and view it in a new light.
You know, 100 years ago, this was all industry and other things that were here, and so the lake really wasn't thought of as a resource. It was a tool in other shapes, and in that 100 years, that has switched now, is that the lake is the draw.
Hudson is now one of the biggest cheerleaders for the lake and the city as Ashland's Parks and Recreation Director. She's joined by Betsy Harries, who heads the Ashland Area Development Corporation, in viewing the lake as Ashland's premier staple.
Oh my God, what's in it for you? Crazy. This is crazy attractive to a family.
Harries doesn't spend much time trying to lure major businesses to Ashland, which used to be the playbook for economic developers. Instead, she sells the lake, outdoor recreation, low cost of living, and a supportive community to families and small businesses.
My phone has been ringing again a lot from entrepreneurs in the area and from outside the area looking to invest in Ashland.
That sounds like a pretty good formula to Dirk Wierenga, who I met at a coffee shop patio.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Wierenga is working on a documentary film about the people and communities along U.S. Highway 2 from the UP to Montana, a highway that passes through Ashland and countless other towns like it.
That covers the booms and the bus. And U.S. 2 is nothing but booms and bus.
Booms and busts in logging, mining, agriculture, and oil are all along the route. Because of that, many of Wierenga's interviewees have told him about the talk they have with their children.
The talk to a rural child is someday you're going to have to leave here.
A loss of young people for lack of opportunity hurts communities, of course. Even so, the old economic blueprint that created the town's prosperity is difficult to get past.
It's hard to let go, maybe.
You know, it's hugely hard. And it's not that you need to let go of that, but you need to put history in its place, which is the past.
Ashland, Wierenga says, is one of the best examples of boom and bust towns with an eye to a new future.
But it's got the right spirit. It knows where it wants to go. It knows what's going to fit. It knows where its strengths are. And it's going to get to where it needs to go.
Maybe a hunk of concrete jutting a quarter mile into Lake Superior is a beacon for where Ashland is going. It's the base of the last remaining ore dock, which has been out of commercial use for a half century. But the ore dock has a planned future as a community gathering place, a spot for fishing, and a keeper of history, says Betsy Harries, the economic developer.
It's acting as a bridge emotionally and transition-wise for our community because it's acknowledging and recognizing what an important part of our history this was, but it's also opening the community up to the future potential and allowing good changes to come that people are actually looking forward to.
Harries, an Ashland native, caught her first fish off the ore dock as a young girl. But now, her thoughts for this place and this city drift not towards what happened here, but what's next.
It's kind of a wide open future for us here. I'm really excited about it.
And Sarah Hudson, who so reluctantly came to Ashland 16 years ago, she and her husband are raising a family here and couldn't be happier about it.
It's home. It's a community. It's more than I've ever experienced. And I'm from a super
For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer in Ashland. Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.